All right, my talkers, it's Tuesday, October 12th. We're getting into the last hour here, but the best news is Lori's back from vacation. The whole family's back together, and our study of duh is going to be today, and I'm interested to hear what you've got coming up in a few segments for us. But until then, what do you guys got?
Okay, I love it. The best news is Lori's back in town.
Well, it gets a little more sexual when she's in town.
The kids are back in town. What do you think's going on with Wendy Williams, Lar?
She's not coming back. Wendy is in a bad situation, and I don't know. What's going on? Did you hear that, you guys?
Yeah.
My phone just started, like...
It talks to her.
It came on to me in a way that was uninvited. I didn't... it just was late.
I heard... Meet the store that talks to you. That's all I heard.
I know.
Were you shopping for shoes in the break?
No, I was. This phone wasn't even by me. No, that is a bad phone right there.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. And I'm reading a creepy book right now. So
it came on to me in a wrong way.
It did. I mean, I did not ask for any kind of anything.
I love it.
You know, I'm going to just.
What do you think about gambling on a Tuesday night? So I'm invited. I'm skipping Wendy Williams. Yeah.
But here's what I think, though,
with Wendy. I think that something is very, she's either, there's depressed. Something going on with addiction or there's something going on with depression.
Yeah.
And it could be both. And I hope that she's got like a really good, you know, group of people who are giving her support and that there's somebody she can trust. Like, I hope she has a Gail.
Yeah, I don't know that, like, she does. Yeah. I never feel like she does.
You would be, and I would be, like, we would advocate for each other.
Right.
It's just like, you know, Brittany didn't have a Gail.
Yeah.
Somebody advocating for her, like a really dear friend.
Right.
You would have thought it would have been her sister or brother, but or mom.
Or anyone in her family.
Or anyone in her family, you know. But that's really, oh, boy. Anyway, so that's what I hope all that is happening for her. Because I just, at the end of it, you know, I always just think that was a lot. Having your mom die during COVID, your husband, all this really happened to her in like a 2-year period of time.
It was a lot.
That's a lot.
And I don't even know if we all are going to realize all the different ways that this pandemic has played on people's hearts, minds, bodies, everything. It's just been...
I don't think we know yet.
Because
yesterday, like, my friend is a teacher,
mm-hmm.
my neighbor friend, and, you know, they were on lockdown because there was something happening over at Tartan School, so the buses never came, and she teaches first grade, so they're waiting. The kids are there till like 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're supposed to be picked up way earlier and stuff, and she said, it just doesn't feel like it stops, you know, and then someone will get COVID, and then someone will do this, and mm-hmm. then we had the thing downtown. I mean,
it feels like a Pandora's box has been opened.
I think it's really hard for a lot of people. I mean, I'm grateful that I've grown kids. You know, I just can't imagine being in that position, all the decisions you have to make, and then all the different weirdness that goes with everything today.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot. I would agree. I feel for Wendy Williams.
Yes.
I hope that she gets healthy, and maybe the talk show is not the thing she should be doing.
Well, she doesn't have to be done with it right now. You can have a leave of absence.
She should just take a day. Yeah.
And they just don't know that. And they're not, you know, Wendy's of value. She's been good ratings and stuff and had a good show. It's too bad Jerry O'Connell is over there on the talk because
he's a perfect fill-in.
He was such a good fill-in
for her.
He
really is.
He had her vibe of her audience and stuff.
But yet for Jerry, his wife and his kids are in L.A. So I'm so happy for him that he finally gets to be in a, you know what I mean?
Yes.
He's wanted it for years.
Freshly dyed eyebrows and hair. And I tried to...
He's so cute.
Tried to talk my brother into smudging. He's an ideal candidate for I said George Clooney smudges.
Oh, George Clooney looks beautiful.
What is smudging?
Smudging is a way...
To smear in some color that's not gray
for guys. Like, if a guy, like, don't want to have their hair be all one color. Like, they've gotten used to having... But now it's more... Maybe
peppered in there a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a way of adding in color. If you watch any soap opera, you know, or anything, or any good, you know, the actors all do that. But it's literally smudging the color, you know, into your scalp, and it's a natural way, and then running your finger. I mean, this is what I think it is. I don't know if this is actually what they
do. I wish you would try this on someone for the
wedding. Well, I mean, Christopher Hopkin told us a long time ago, mm-hmm. women can smudge around their hairline with eyeshadow and a skin tone.
I do it when I'm ready to, if I've waited too long.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm putting in massive blonde around my face.
Yeah.
To kind of help disguise things.
Yeah.
Do I look different? Am I disguised? Am I undercover? No, I'm going to. I got invited. Okay, so tonight it's a Tuesday night.
You're going to a gambling thing at Mystic Lake?
No.
Or Treasure Island?
No.
Even better.
Oh, okay. No. My pickleball friends, the set that no longer has to work, mm-hmm. they get to play pickleball at all hours.
Yeah.
Jealous of these gals.
Yeah.
I've been invited to a card game tonight.
Oh, how fun.
I know.
Right? What are you going to play?
I don't know. I was told to bring nickels, dimes, and quarters.
Oh, well, you're probably going to play, like, I hope some rummy.
I hope so. I mean, but
maybe even rummy royal.
I'm just like, okay.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, does that...
That sounds like a blast.
Does it sound fun?
Yes. I love playing. Maybe, you know, that's... I mean, I really do like playing cards.
We play cards this weekend at the cabin.
You did.
I love playing hearts. I
love playing hearts.
We played spades. I hadn't played that forever, where you have to keep your hand. I was terrible.
Yeah.
But I mean, cards is so fun. It's fun if you have people who like to play.
And playing for money.
Lori always wins. Okay, this is the other thing. Besides being her personal assistant, I am her
bank account.
Basically.
Whenever you bet with
her card game wallet.
I can't help it.
Lori has a horseshoe up her ass.
Yeah.
She always has.
Born with one, yeah.
She's had, since she's met me, I feel like I've been your good luck charm.
Yeah, maybe, but
I feel like I have.
But not, but outside her butt, right? Not inside.
Yeah,
well,
right.
This is true. No, this is true. But I mean, you are always lucky.
Well,
I feel like Vegas is calling us.
Yeah, I know it. I kind of was thinking about planning a trip or doing something.
Nice.
Well, I mean,
you haven't been anywhere in so long.
Well, the Countess,
wait a minute. Are you...
I know it. Well, Julia, that's the thing. I like to keep things on the book.
I know you do.
If you have plans,
you need
you'll
something
go places.
To plan.
Mm-hmm. How about that? If you have
plans,
you'll
go places.
That's my bumper sticker.
Just go. Make a plan. But it also gives you something to look forward to.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, like the Countess is going to be at Mystic.
I know she is.
Saturday, December 4th, and I'm already thinking that should be an overnight.
Oh.
That would be a fun overnight.
Well, kind of a fun...
Okay, so Chelsea Handler, you know, I agree. All right, so Chelsea Handler was on...
Is she coming to Mystic?
Yeah, she is.
She is.
And it's the Vaccinated and Horny Tour, and we used to love her until we didn't, but now... She's
I'm
kind
back
of
to loving her.
She's kind of redeemed herself. So she was on
she
with
was
Jimmy
so
Fallon.
She was angry with her audience when at the end of her talk show. She was like yelling at us because we were watching her.
Yeah, she hated it.
Yeah.
She went down hard, didn't she? Well, she now is falling in love with Joy Coy, who was one of the panelists, you know, the guy that that she's been friends with forever. And she had advice last night. So she said that, you know, he was her best buddy, and he was on her panel, if you remember.
Gosh, I'm trying to remember, think of who that was.
Joy Coy. Look him up.
Right.
J-O-K-O-Y.
All right.
But so she said that for others, you know, I fell in love at the age of 46, she says, and I have hope for every person. She'd been discouraged in the past few years about her dating thing, but then she had her friend Joy Coy, who has been in her life for a long time, and they were always good friends. So she says, look at your really good friends, maybe a different way. Mm. You're good friends for a reason.
Right.
So, Lori, I'm looking at you differently.
Oh, geez. But that is like maybe kind of true. Like you've already shown your warts and all.
Exactly. And they
it's
know
like
you.
Harry,
it's kind of vetted.
Like Harry and...
It's just Harry met Sally. I know. I know. So anyway, she actually was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And she told a story about... At 10 years old, they were playing this game, blah, blah, blah. But it wrapped up into the story. She was at Sears and she shoplifted just because it would be a badge of honor. And she was a badass kind of young girl. And but what she shoplifted, she's 10.
Yeah.
Is lingerie, a red bra and red underwear. And she goes, what?
What was they thinking?
who does that? And yeah. So she was making fun of herself. It's very funny. But I kind of...
She had older sisters.
She had older brothers, too.
Yeah.
And so, but she's coming to Mystic Lake.
Oh, she is?
She is coming to Mystic Lake. And then Marie Osmond is doing a Christmas special at Mystic Lake. So I feel like we have a lot of opportunities.
Please go out to Mystic Lake.
Yes. And just have a little overnight. Because that's enough of a getaway.
It is, and they have nice rooms there.
They
and
have beautiful
quiet.
Rooms that are quiet and smoke-free.
Yeah.
And then they have the great entertainment area.
Yeah.
All right, there. That was not paid for by Treasure Island.
Do you see how easily we talked ourselves into that?
That was very, very, twist my arm.
Now, and during the next break, I'll be booking it, but I'll book it for March instead of the right date.
Because, Julia.
Because I try to book things on the air.
You got to plan things.
I know, but not while you're on the air.
Yeah.
Only thing we can do on the air is buy shoes during commercial breaks. I'm very good at that.
Right. I bought some of that mascara you told me about.
I already bought something today, too. Yeah. It's kind of funny if we would add up what we
you
buy.
You should have seen me at my mom's. So my sister has all these Venus catalogs.
Oh,
and I'm all
intrigued.
Remember
those cute? Those are kind of fun clothes.
Julia, I went shopping.
I haven't bought anything from that catalog forever.
I just, I threw it out there. I'll see what, I'm getting. But I was just like, oh, my, I haven't really done that.
Because they kind of have fun swimsuits and cover-ups. That's kind of what I used to buy from them.
They have a lot more than that now, too. But anyway, it was kind of fun. And then, my mom just really doesn't want to go shopping.
Right.
She does, but she didn't have anything that she wanted to get because she was very much saving up her.
What is she saving up for? Saving all my love for
her,
you.
Saving her strength up for her Golden Girls party, Julia.
Oh. Oh, I didn't want to burn my wad today walking around the mall.
That's a five-hour tour, if you will.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it. I just wanted to save up my energy.
You want to do that. You don't want to be shuffling around some store and wasting your
Think of the distance
energy.
From the car to the store.
Yeah, then
so
walking
many miles.
All around the store. But I'm telling you.
The mooty. Oh, dear.
She looks 70, but her knees might be 90.
Yeah, or 200. Right. She's got bum knees. Her mom is so cute.
And she
cute.
Had them replaced.
I know. And, I don't get that.
Well, Julia, I don't know. I don't know.
Because that's a drag.
Yeah. Talk to the doctor.
Talk to the doctor. The doctor's announced. It is time for the dirt alert. We'll be right back.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Holly. Happy Monday. Welcome back, Lori.
It's Tuesday today, isn't it?
Oh, crap. It is.
You?
I'm so glad. Because, Holly, I said the same thing. I got to keep remembering tomorrow's Wednesday.
I'm like, you guys.
Today's Monday.
Holly, we worked yesterday, too.
Yeah, we did.
I'm so happy it's Tuesday, and I think it's Monday. I'm going to be short. You know what I mean? It's going to really
That's
feel
so
like a
funny.
Short week.
I'm just like, whatever day of the week it is, I hope it's a good one for you, because we got some Real Housewives gossip to start with.
Tell us.
So, an attorney who previously worked with Tom Girardi is subpoenaing Bravo in hopes of uncovering any unaired footage from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that contains Erica Jane.
Oh. Do you know how many hours that's going to be? Because it takes 80 hours to film 1 hour.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
But they have them taped they've got it organized by person.
Sure.
Oh, sure. There are story editors on reality television
They're
series.
They're not having to go through all of it. They just are wanting the Erica Jane or Erica Girardi footage, whatever her contract is.
Yeah, and guaranteed that somebody at Bravo has already done the dirty work of logging and watching all of that footage. Yeah. So this attorney would probably be fairly...
It'd be easy.
Yeah, it'd be easy for them. So this is what the attorney told Page Six in a statement, that we're very confident that Bravo has information that will be helpful in our efforts to recover client money stolen by Tom Girardi. This includes unaired footage of Erica and Tom, and it includes documentary evidence, including contracts Erica entered into to be on The Real Housewives, and email and text correspondence with the Bravo team. We are hopeful that Bravo chooses a path of cooperation instead of using this tragedy to increase ratings and make a fortune for itself.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, wait, read that last line again, Holly.
They're coming for them. They said, we are hopeful that Bravo chooses a path of cooperation instead of using this tragedy to increase ratings and make a fortune for itself.
And so we're not talking 20, 21, 22, or 2021. We're talking all old footage.
They went, yeah.
Everything. So when they were on together.
Because,
wow.
Don't even forget, in one of Erica's lies that she's told, and Bravo has already done the big wink and nod to her, is that she tried to tell a story that Tom started being basically senile 3 years ago.
Right.
And they showed the Bravo wink and the nod of May of 2019. With Tom Girardi being very lucid and talking about her starring in Chicago, and that she thanked him for the money for support. I mean,
revisionist history she's had all year.
And they also did one of her 6 weeks before the divorce filed, where she had confessed to somebody how close and tight she and Tom were through the pandemic, and they'd never been closer.
Wow.
So there's probably a lot of footage.
Yeah. So a separate statement that was made by this attorney. I mean, they are going all out. So this is the quote from the attorney. Quote, the victims have had to endure watching the Real Housewives cast do things like eat caviar pie and drink specially made vodka served by White Glove staff as they pay lip service to the lives Tom has ruined. The victims have watched Erica cry crocodile tears as she is forced, in quotes, to move into a $10,000 a month apartment.
Yes.
While she and her glam squad parade around in a lifestyle few of us will ever know.
Yeah, because some of these people have been trying to get their money since
years.
2011,
yeah.
And Bravo and Andy admitting that he's known for 2 or 3 years about it.
Wow.
I wonder if that's why he goes in so hard on the reunion questions with her, if they're kind of trying to, I don't know.
I've got questions for Andy.
Yeah.
When are we going to have that reunion special about Andy and the whole Real Housewives franchise? Because Erica Jane is just the latest cast member in the Real Housewives franchise who has been under legitimate scrutiny for their unsavory
business.
Yeah.
Think of the Jen Shah.
Yeah, you're right, Holly. No, there's a lot. That's a lot there.
Okay, wait. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so who's going to host that reunion special? That's the one I want to know. Good.
Cardi
great.
B.
Yes, Cardi B would be excellent.
Cardi B can host that one.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Did she have a lingerie-themed birthday party? Is that you posted some photos and everyone is scantily clad, Holly?
I want to say that it was maybe a dance hall birthday party themed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of skin and assets flowing and showing.
Yes.
Yeah. So Cardi B, she's wearing some fishnet stockings, some booty shorts, and a gold bra. She looks fantastic. Lizzo is wearing a translucent purple gown fishnet.
It's not a gown. It is...
What would you call it?
It is...
A see-through
sheer, No, it is sheer... tulle. How do you say that word?
It's a sheer chemise.
It's just...
It's a net.
It's a lilac.
It's a body net.
It's a body net with arms.
And then she's got a thong on to protect her modesty.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Well, there was not a lot of modesty at Cardi B's birthday party last night.
No, that's what I mean. This was like, everyone was like 50 Shades of
it's
Naked.
It might as well just be, why not go nude?
What a fun party to be invited to.
Lori, could you get Casey to go to that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay,
and I would wear a nice pair of pants and a sheer top.
Holly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You would go?
I would totally go to this party.
But
it
I would
like
not show, I would not be comfortable showing... I'd be comfortable from the waist up, but I would not be comfortable like just walking around with sheer pants on and a thong.
Yeah, you know, my bottom does not need to be out for public display.
But, like, I could be behind, you know, a gauzy shirt that you can see through. I'd be fine with that.
You've already worn that.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Done that.
I could go to this party.
Yeah, you could.
Some of these outfits, some of these girlfriends had high pressure, you know, to wear cool stuff.
Yep. Everyone looking fantastic. So if you want to look at the photo gallery, Page Six provided it for us, and you can see it at mytalk1071.com. Did you talk about Paul McCartney throwing some shade at the Rolling Stones?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, not at the Rolling Stones. Tell us that one.
So this is a new interview with the New Yorker, and Paul McCartney said of the Rolling Stones that they are, quote, a blues cover band.
Oh.
He did not. He also lied about the John Lennon thing yesterday.
Yeah, that was a little sneaky.
Did you like kind of how I'm like, no, there's a little more to that.
Yeah. So the lie yesterday was Paul McCartney said that John Lennon broke up the Beatles, but Paul McCartney was the one who hired his father-in-law to be his attorney.
And buy more shares of the stock that they owned in their label.
And they ended up losing to Michael Jackson.
Yes. Remember that?
Yeah. There's a lot of, yeah. So Paul McCartney in this new interview says, I'm not sure I should say it, yeah, but they're a blues cover band. That's sort of what the Stones are. Okay. I think our net was cast a bit wider than theirs of the Beatles.
Oh my word.
And they've only been
They've only been together.
I want Nick to take that one.
He won't. He'll totally give old Sir Paul a pass on that. He won't even care.
Yeah. At this point, it's like, look, we're doing our thing.
Yeah, you can't argue with the world's greatest rock and roll band. You cannot argue.
Yeah, if you put the Stones' best of their catalog next to the best of the Beatles, they are equal.
Yeah.
And who's blasted?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it has been 50 years since the Beatles were together.
Right.
I know it. I just don't understand where that even comes from.
I do enjoy on MyTalk1071.com Lori giving her predictions on where Mick Jagger is going to be hanging out in the Twin Cities, because this has been his thing this year.
Yes, it has.
Where do you think? What's the top spot? Where's Mick?
I think in front of the Bob Dylan mural.
And I think the First Avenue under the Prince Star.
All right. Yeah. We shall see. Go hang
Maybe
out.
Maybe it'll be both.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be too much. All right. Happy
Thanks, Holly.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Lori's back, so it's time for...
This is the study of duh with noted academic journal skimmer, Lori.
Everybody knows. And I'm going to tell you, I skimmed these journals last week.
You're such a liar.
Not fresh skimming. Okay.
This is week old skim.
Yeah.
But you got photographic memory, so we should be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay. You're so funny.
Okay. Now, this is really an interesting one. And I got it when I skimmed last week the Journal Global Ecology and Biography.
A favorite.
Yeah. No, Julia, it's deep. It's deep. But this is kind of an interesting one because, okay, there's been many studies on, you know, men and women and how we're different, and we have plenty of things that we disagree on. And so anyway, this is a team from Tel Aviv University School of Zoology, and they figured out the reason why women feel colder than men.
Oh, I want to know. Now, this is something I actually want to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have more nerve endings in our fingertips and toes or something?
No.
Less fat? What is it?
Here's the deal. And what they discovered is that females, mammal, human, everything, we prefer the heat, while the male mates prefer the cool. And the reason why, this is what they discovered. So besides, you know, men and women like battling over the thermostat,
Thermostat.
Study authors looked at how do birds and bats treat it with, you know, the gender difference.
Okay.
And they found that bat genders actually separate during the breeding season. The male bats head towards cooler areas during this time, and then the females stay in warmer climes after the babies are born. And even among species where the genders live together, the males will stand in the shade and the female birds will soak up the sun.
Okay. But we're not birds or bats.
No, I know. But the reason why they like to study that is, you know, that part I really skimmed, and I can honestly say I didn't read.
Okay.
But there's a reason why
birds
and bats were used.
Okay.
But they said the reason why is really at the end of the day, it was to keep the baby safe, and that the females would go to warmer climates and maybe the men would stay behind to hunt or do whatever. Okay. But it's also because what they theorize is that it's meant to make couples take some distance from each other so that each individual can enjoy peace and quiet. At the end of it all, that's what it's about. We don't want to be together 24/7.
So we want to go get warm in the sun, and men want to go to the... Okay, this is the dumbest thing. You have not...
Think of the children, Julia. No, just think of the children.
No, because this is
so
dumb.
Did I do too much skimming?
Yeah, because Okay, is Grant listening? I can't see him.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
because, we are not birds and we are not bats, and I don't give a crap. There's got to be something about our nervous system where our blood vessels are.
Right, but that's an instant way why heterosexual men and women, you'll often each have your own space, one where you can be warm and he can be cold. That is a real thing, and that is done so that everyone can feel okay about it, because you can't possibly be together 24/7. It's exhausting. It's too much.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
It's for the
health. I get all that, but I mean, this is
what we're finding out, Julia. If nothing else, a male bird, instead of bothering you, will go stand in the shade and give you some alone time in the sun with your little baby bird. Or your little baby boy or girl. You know what I mean?
What else did you not read this week?
All right.
That was so bad. Okay.
I'll do a travel-related one.
Okay, because then you can make up something, because you travel enough that you should know.
That's right. Four and
Julia, I was in the same concourse for the last seven times I went to the Paris convention.
Okay, 4 in 10 parents would ditch their kids in coach if they could move up to first class.
So this has been kind of talked about this week. So I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking it depends on how old your kids are,
right?
When you would leave them.
They just did a study of people with kids under the age of 18, and more than 55% of parents flat out said they dread the very thought of stepping onto a plane with their kid, with their children.
Well, that's a bit aggressive.
Well, but only 9% of people said they wouldn't take the first class upgrade. Everybody else said they'd take it.
Again, it depends on how old your kids are.
Some people said as young as 6, they'd leave them.
No way in hell. No
Where are they going to go?
These are abusive parents. It doesn't matter. You don't want your kids to affect other people around them because everyone paid for a flight. So I would be back there to man the bus.
Yeah. Well, although, I guess the age is 13.
I will tell you on spring tip.
The 13, okay, leave a 13-year-old.
On spring break, I did get upgraded.
For first class.
When I was taking the boys to...
first class?
I did get upgraded. And
did you go?
Them.
Yeah.
100%. But they were,
16 and 17.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, they're going to be fine.
Only 10% would leave a only 10% would leave a child older than 5.
All right,
so it was really more the 13. They ditch their kid in a heartbeat for first class.
All right.
For sure. And I was like, this seems like a duh.
But you ditch me. Yeah. I bet if I had just had surgery, you would ditch me and leave me alone in the back.
No.
Julia, I'll bring you back a glass of wine. I'll get 3 for free, but I'll bring you back one halfway through the flight.
Yeah.
Julia, I just talked to the flight attendant. They said you could use our bathroom up here. Julia, if you want to sit in my seat sit in my seat for the landing, I'll let you.
Yeah. Listen to you.
I just know you, but I do. We used to, no matter what, sit by each other. No matter who was being upgraded, we'd always sit by each other. That ended 5 years ago, at least. Like, who cares? I don't care.
Yeah. Well, no, we try and sit together.
It hasn't happened in so long. You're gold medallion triple status.
It isn't that.
Oh.
Although it was nice to get upgraded on the way out to Seattle.
It's a long flight.
Yeah, I know it, but it's like I did watch The Conjuring.
Ooh.
The third one.
I kind of like those Conjuring.
Right?
Basically, because it's a true story,
It is not.
Yes, it is. That's a real couple, like from the 60s and 70s.
It does add an element to it.
It does add an element of creepiness.
That's scarier
and then
scary.
They show the pictures at the end, of the real people. And Vera Farmiga is so good, and so is Patrick Wilson. So that was kind of a...
That's scary.
I watched a scary movie instead of I couldn't read that book,
The book.
The book.
Don't say the name.
Yeah, I won't.
It's a book coming up next in 2 years.
It's really hard to pretend you like a book when you got a book club.
Well, imagine. Imagine my acting.
Yeah, no.
Have I been nominated for something?
But I feel like, we get like a 90% on our book
we
club.
We really do. I would even say higher, but sometimes there's
Yeah.
All right.
But, maybe just as far as like a selection, We've had historical and the, you know, that was a huge yawn, and I was transfixed, quite frankly. I haven't seen the back of Julia's molars in just a very, very long time. That was like, you've got good teeth.
Can you? Thank you.
Yeah. They all look, I don't see any silver.
No, I have no silver in my mouth.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Those are the old mouths. They have the silver.
I've got a few in the back, way back from when I was a kid.
They all do.
Yeah. I don't have any.
Yeah. Here's something that's probably good about the 70s not being here anymore. Your kids no longer are members of OEA, Office of America, or Office of Education of America.
What's that?
Getting jobs, being a dental hygienist for like $2 an hour and using mercury and...
Well, they don't...
I mean, they don't do that anymore, but I count it as a credit for me. And the old man dentist got to have a 16-year-old dental assistant for $2 an hour.
Things have changed.
Mixing up the mercury.
Oh, big difference. Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, I realized after that...
Was that 8 weeks?
Okay, wait a minute. Was that going to be one of your career choices?
No, but it was a way of going through career choices if you were a member of OEA.
But I kind
of
like that idea.
Oh, Julia, I knew right away I was not meant to be anywhere near dental. I didn't like one bit of it except for the laughing gas.
Right? Me too. That's the only reason why I enjoy going to the dentist.
I was just like, this. Suit me up. This is not fun, you know. Everything was spitting and spraying, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know.
God bless all those people who work in someone else's mouth every day.
Yeah, so I do. I ruled that out in, like, you know, in basically 10th grade. I was able to rule that out. And I'd already ruled out babysitting and
your
motherhood.
Secretary of skills
and motherhood. I already ruled that out.
When she was in 9th grade.
Yeah, I was going, like really clipping along there on the things I'm not going to do.
And the career choices.
Still felt acting could happen to me, but if only I could. I could sing or act.
I know, but acting was canceled out for me the minute we went to that Sex and the City set and we saw... How long you do nothing.
Yes, yes.
That canceled it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I never want to do that.
Well, this is why people have affairs and do nipping.
You're so bored.
You're so bored.
You're so bored in the downtime. I would go crazy.
And you're not allowed at the craft table.
No,
you're back away, Sammy Joe.
Back, you can't eat. All right, right. We got to go.
Yes.
Oh, you know what time tonight, Lori?
The villain night with Dancing with the Stars.
I read something like...
Succession is coming back Sunday.
I know, but this is on tonight at 9 o'clock. After you watch Villa Night on Dancing with the Stars on ABC Channel 5. A night at the Academy Museum.
Oh.
Tom Hanks and Laura Dern are hosting the special that we had seen them talking about. So we're going to get a peek at the... Academy.
What channel is that on?
Channel 5.
Oh, ABC.
Yeah. Lori is writing it on the top of her yogurt package.
Mm-hmm.
I got a DVR. Find a posting note.
Young and the Restless and ABC tonight.
Okay, you're so funny.
Yeah, I'm kind of, now I'm feeling tired and discombobulated.
Because it's a travel day versus a work day for you.
Well, no, but if it was 24 hours ago, I'd be napping in my mom's nice sunroom.
Oh.
She and I and the dog. Napping.
Lori kind of fell for a dog.
Really?
My sister got a Lhasa Apso.
Oh, gosh.
And what that little dog looks like a damn Ewok.
Its face. So cute.
And I took it for a walk, Julia, and I had asked my sister, now remind me what a Lhasa Apso dog job was. Yep. And she said, they're indoor guard dogs. That's why, like in China and Tibet, you always see basically the dogs that are sitting frog legged. They're Lhasa Apsos, a lot of them, or some of them.
They're so little.
Well, they're little, but they're indoor guard dogs. They see and hear and smell. They're very, very good. And I mean, I'm taking Bindi, that's her name.
Okay, that's for a walk. So cute.
Yeah, because she's got kind of a Bindi mark.
Oh.
And she stalked.
Here's me thinking Steve Irwin's.
No. Yeah. She stalked a crow with such delicate precision. I was completely impressed. And then when she was just like standing and looking so regal. And then when the jet flew overhead, and she gave that jet the stink eye.
This is a girl after my own heart.
I was so impressed with her.
Mano y mano.
Yeah, she was just like, and kind of her eyes squinted a little bit. Like, what is that?
Quickly, flippy turned her head up a little bit.
Oh, I love that.
And no barking, no yipping, no yickety, you know.
That's awesome.
How little?
I think
not in a purse little, right?
Like I think eight to ten pounds,
yeah, about that. They're small. They're the perfect little lap dog.
I'd step on it.
No.
Oh, Lori, it sounds so cute. All right,
it is cute.
Oh, that's so. Bindi is such a cute name too.
Yeah, my sister is always like dogs.
I love a dog. Mm-hmm. All right, so here is what's just happened. Squid Games has become the biggest TV series in the streaming services history of Netflix ever.
Yeah.
Wasn't even close.
Yeah.
The South Korean-produced thriller has been viewed by 111 million accounts since September 17th launch.
Did you watch the cast on Fallon last week?
No. I didn't know. To put it in perspective... the previous record holder was Shonda Rhimes with Bridgerton, which notched 82 million accounts within its first 28 games.
Right.
Wow. It should be noted that Netflix counts as a view as someone who's watched at least 2 minutes, but, you know, 111 million.
Right.
That, so some people around the station are catching up and watching it now, you know, and are obsessed. And I'm just saying, because we finished this thing. Well, I'm so bummed it ended because we did this like 2 weeks ago. I'm so bummed. I loved it.
Yeah, I know. But you got to move on because you can't be that intense forever. But it was a very good way of looking at how easily animalistic humans become and character and behavior. Yeah. It was such a, you know, interesting way to get to that story.
Yeah.
Of it, like, and to use the most extreme example, these children's game is just very original and clever.
It was brilliant. Yeah. It was brilliant. So if you haven't watched Squid Games, it's a little tough, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
Don't let red light, green light scare you off.
That's right.
Okay, so honey, you are home.
Did you notice though that as that show went on, that on the walls of the place they slept were all the games they played?
I didn't notice that.
So if people had been paying attention, they could have found out, because remember, like, what's going to be the next game?
Right,
they were all painted in that room.
Where they slept.
All right,
I'm going to have to look inside the rooms and see that. I don't remember.
Well, you couldn't see it at first because there were so many people.
But
you saw it, you'd see it in a thing, you'd go, oh, they're playing around. But all painted all the way around the room were all the games they played.
Oh, gosh. Now, tell everyone the one you've got me on, The Chestnut Man.
The Chestnut Man, the Nordic Noir.
And that's on Netflix.
Based on a book, and that guy gave us The Killing.
Yep. And watch the last season of Goliath. I thought that was everything.
Oh, wasn't that good?
Okay, and I want to talk to you about it tomorrow. That was everything.
Bruce Dern and the Laura Dern and the Angelina and Billy Bob connection.
I have the whole thing.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's for tomorrow.
Billy Bob, if you don't
I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss
Billy McBride.
Show.
And how about when the end that last...
Oh, I loved it. Grant, you've got so many things to watch.
Kind of a Bosch feeling about him. You get very attached to the character.
But I felt so attached to him.
Because
makes me want to cry that it's over. Isn't that sad?
Yes, because he is that guy. You can see how you know,
that's Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you can see how people fall for him.
Big time. And I've got the whole story tomorrow.
Oh gosh.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Everyone have a great night. It's Tuesday, by the way, Laura. You got hair and you know, makeup and Botox tomorrow.
You're right, I do. Okay.
And bowling.
Job done. Off you go.